We're beginning tonight's shiur in Simen Vav. We're up to Sif Gimel, which is page Yud Beis, about to turn on to page 24. We discussed the last couple of nights the bracha of Asher Yatzar, and now we're moving on to the bracha of Elokai Neshama. So the Mechaber says in Sif Gimel, Birkas Elokai Neshama Eino Posachas Bebaruch Mipnei Shehu Birkas Hahoda. The bracha of Elokai Neshama does not begin with the word Baruch, because it is a Birkas Hahoda, it's a bracha of thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U Birkas Hahodos Ein Poschos Bebaruch. And a Birkas Hahoda does not start with a Baruch, Kemo Shematzinu Bebirkas HaGeshamim, like we find by the bracha of Geshamim. Now the bracha of Geshamim is not a bracha that we normally say, it's a bracha that if it doesn't rain for a very long period, and then it does rain, there's a special bracha that you say. It starts off with Modim Anachnu Lach Hashem Elokeinu, it doesn't start with Baruch. That's a bracha of Hahoda, thanks to Hashem for the rain. So Elokai Neshama is a bracha of thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it does not start with a baruch. That is what the Mechaber says. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, and again this is the very last words of Pei Yud Beis, turning on to 24, Birchas Ha'oda, Ve'eina Bracha Asmucha L'Chaverta. And even though we all remember learning as kids that the reason why Elokai Neshama doesn't start with a baruch is because it's right after Asher Yatzar, so Asher Yatzar ends with baruch, and therefore Elokai Neshama does not have to start with baruch, like we know from Shmon Esrei and Benching and many other brachos, that when there's two brachos next to each other, and the first one starts and ends with baruch, the one afterwards does not start with baruch, it just ends with baruch. That's what all the brachos of Shmon Esrei are that way, the brachos of Benching are that way as well. So that's not what's going on over here, says the Mechaber. The Mechaber says the reason why there is no baruch is because it's a birchas ha'oda, and therefore it does not require a baruch in the beginning. The Mishnah Berurah says, ve'ein a bracha asmucha l'chaverta. It's not considered a bracha asmucha l'chaverta, according to this Mechaber. V'lochein rashai lomar ba'boker b'kumu ad elokai neshama. Therefore, one can say in the morning up until elokai neshama, meaning al netilas yadayim and asher yatzar, u'beveis ha'knesses yaschil elokai neshama. And then you can go to shul and you can start with elokai neshama. That's the Mishnah Berurah says. That's from the Torah. That's based on this mechaber. However, then the Mishnah Berurah says, u'mikom makom yesh lasos al tzad ha'yoser tov. In any case, it's better to do it the best possible way, since this is not so pushed, as we'll see. It is better to do it the best possible way, since there are some shitas that say the reason why Elokai Neshama does not start with a baruch is because it was originally instituted as a bracha smucha l'chaverta of Asher Yatzar, and therefore, since there are some shitas that it has to be next door neighbors with Asher Yatzar, therefore you should say one after the other in order that the Elokai Neshama should have the baruch at the end of Asher Yatzar being used as its beginning baruch. And then he says, "Va'ayin bebir hagra, the siman ben vav, shedaito gamkein de birchas elokai neshama smucha lebirchas asher yatzar." And the gra also says that elokai neshama should be next door to the bracha of asher yatzar. Al kein nochon lizor bazel lachatchila. Therefore, one says in the Mishabur, therefore one should be careful about this lachatchila to say asher yatzar followed by elokai neshama. Now it's interesting, the Gra does not say it has to be there because the bracha smucha l'chaverta. We'll see now exactly how the Gra says it. We'll see some interesting ideas about this. But the Gra says, and we saw this earlier in the Mishnah Berurah, that these two brachos of Asher Yatzar and Elokai Neshama, one is thanking Hashem for the guf, that's Asher Yatzar, and Elokai Neshama is thanking Hashem for the Neshama, so they come together. But not necessarily as a bracha smucha l'chaverta, just it's appropriate to have these two brachos together. Let's look at the notes in the Dirush of Mishnah Berurah. Note 14, on the top of the page, he says an interesting thing. V'hamavarech shtei brachos shashnia smucha l'chaverta. One who is saying two brachos, one next to the other, and the second one is not starting with baruch because it's relying on the baruch of the bracha before. V'alkein eina posachas bebaruch. U'kishegomer es habracha harishon lefnei shehischil es habracha hashnia shomea bracha mi'adam acher. So here's an interesting shaila. You are saying two brachos. Let's just say Asher Yatzar and Elokai Neshama. You finish Asher Yatzar. Right afterwards is Elokai Neshama. But before you start the words of Elokai Neshama, you hear someone else making a shahakol. So you want to know if you could answer Amen. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says, Shemutrlo lahafsik b'nei b'anias Amen. You can answer Amen between the two brachos. V'adayin tishar lebracha shnia mala smucha l'chaverta. So theoretically, if you're being makbid on Asher Yatzar and Elokai Neshama as two adjacent brachos, and the Elokai Neshama is using the baruch of the end of Asher Yatzar for its beginning baruch, and you hear an amen between Asher Yatzar and Elokai Neshama, you can answer amen and still use the end bracha of Asher Yatzar as your beginning baruch for Elokai Neshama. That's an interesting chiddush of Rav Moshe. If you look at note number 15, which is the next point, the Mishnah Berurah ended off and said, Al kein nochon liyizar bazel l'chatchila, therefore one should be careful l'chatchila to in fact put the two brachas of Ashiyotzer and Al kein neshama together. If you look at note 15, he quotes the Mishnah Berurah from later on, Omnom al divri haramot l'kamon, shekoso shenogu l'sader es birchas ha-Torah acharei Ashiyotzer. Later on, the Rambam says that the minhag is to put Birchas HaTorah after Asher Yotzer. Right? Normally, we have a little kind of Shema after Asher Yotzer and then Birchas HaTorah, but the Rambam says to put Birchas HaTorah after Asher Yotzer. On that, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Yesh omrim shebirchas elokai neshama smucha lebirchas Asher Yotzer. Some say that the bracha of elokai neshama should be adjacent to Asher Yotzer. V'alkein lo yivarech es Birchas HaTorah elo acharei elokai neshama. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says you should not say elokai neshama until... You should not say Birchas HaTorah after Asher Yotzer until you say Elokai Neshama first. V'sayim shekosa v'azeh primogodim shenahara unahara upashtei. And the Mishnah Berurah ends off over there. The primogodim says you can go either way. So it's pointing out a discrepancy in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah here says very clearly, Al kein nochon lihizor bazel l'chatchila. Mishnah Berurah comes out over here very clearly that one should put Elokai Neshama after Asher Yotzer. And the Mishnah Berurah later on at Birchas HaTorah says that you can go either way. He brings to the Prima God and you can go either way. You can put it together, not put it together. Seems to be that it's a 50-50. Here the Mishnah Berurah says very clearly this is the way to go. Fine, let's continue weiter in the Mishnah Berurah. We're in the sixth line. In lo berach birchas elokai neshama ad achar shehispalo shmona esrei. If a person was running late to davening and he was skipping around and he did not say the brach of elokai neshama before davening and he finished shmona esrei, eino mevarech od la'achar atvili. He should no longer make the Mishnah Berurah. On the right side, in the sixth line, if a person did not say Elokai Neshama before davening, and now he finished Shmoneh Esrei, he should not go back and say the bracha of Elokai Neshama after Shmoneh Esrei. Shekevan shekfar omar mechayi hamesim. Since he said in the second bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, mechayi hamesim, that Hashem brings back the dead to life, who domer lematzir neshamos. So it's similar to the bracha of Elokai Neshama, that Hashem returns the neshama to a person when he wakes up from sleeping. So too, the neshama is going to be returned to the mesim lasad lavo, and therefore that counts as the bracha of Elokai Neshama, and one should not make the Elokai Neshama afterwards. We're on the right side of the page, on 24 in the Mishnah Berurah. We are halfway through. The beginning of the line says, Ubishari Tshuva. Ubishari Tshuva mefakfek me'od bedinzeh. The Shari Tshuva takes issue with this. Umasik, and he comes out l'maskana, the alko ponim in be'eish sha'amar birkas mechayim esim. Hoya bedaito levarach Elokai Neshama achar atvila, rashai achar kach levarach. The Shari Tshuva says, even though it's true the Mechayim Esim could cover Elokai Neshama, but if you had in mind when you were saying Mechayim Esim that you're going to say Elokai Neshama, so you're specifically having in mind not to cover that bracha in Shmoneh Esrei, then the Shari Tshuva says you could still say the bracha of Elokai Neshama after Shmoneh Esrei. Ayin Shamatam. V'chein mashim apir megadim simon and beiz, v'ayin makashasat mashikasati sham bir halacha. If you look at note 16, he quotes what the Bir Halacha says later on. Shom koso shayrotza lismoch adas ha-shari tshuva ulevarech lo hifsid. There the Bir Halacha writes, if one wants to rely on the shari tshuva to say the brach of Elokai Neshama after Shmoneh Esrei, as long as he had it in mind, he doesn't lose, that's okay. Then he says an interesting thing. Elishim rotza lotzeis yidei shneim. But if you want to be yotzi all the opinions, yishon ma'at bayom, you should sleep a little bit during the day after davening. And then you'd be allowed to make the bracha of Elokai Neshama according to everyone. Because many shitas hold, we don't hold this way, Lamaisa, the Beis Yosef says not to do this, but many poskim hold that if one sleeps during the day, he says Elokai Neshama afterwards. So even though we're not knowing that way, but if one gets into a suffix where he said Shmoneh Esrei, he's not sure if he should say Elokai Neshama afterwards, because he might have been covered by Mechayim Mesim, then for sure the Bir Halacha says, take a little nap, and if you're able to fall asleep under the pressure, take a little nap, and then you could say for sure the bracha of Elokai Neshama, which anyway most poskim say that you say during the day if you wake up from a nap.
That's only if you didn't have a mic.
Well, he's quoted, the Bir Halacha says Sharot Zilisma Chadash Shari Tshuva Ulevarech. Now Shari Tshuva is one who says the maskana that if you had in mind that you're going to say it, then you could say it later. So it seems to be going with the Shari Tshuva that you had in mind to say it. That if the Shari Tshuva says, if you had in mind to say it after that, then you could say it. So the Bir Halacha is saying, if you had in mind, like the Shari Tshuva said, then you could rely on the Shari Tshuva. But even better than that, even if you had it in mind, is to still take a nap, and then you're for sure yotzi according to everyone. That's what comes out from the Bir Halacha.
In general,
we'll get to that later. That's a good question. Zotim is Shabura Vaiter. Yeah, especially for you. who sleeps very little. Yes, we'll get to that, Mitzvah Shem. In the last line of the Mishnah Berurah, right before we get to Siv Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Benusach habracha lo yomar ato yatzarta bi." Do not say in the bracha of Elokai Neshama ato yatzarta bi, rak ato yatzarta ato nafachta bi, which is our girsa. And in the notes, in note 17, he explains from the Tzlach why we makbet on this lashon not to say ato yatzarta bi. So if you look at note 17, he writes, "Ubetam hadover kosav atzlach." The neshama is not created in the guf of a person. The neshama of a person is created from way back when. Like the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, "Ein ben David bo ad sheyichlu kol haneshama shebaguf." The Gemara says that Mashiach is not going to come until all the neshamas go out of the guf. What's the guf? Pirish cheder yesh lemalu ushmo guf. It's a room up in Shemayim called the guf. V'sham mishkan kol haneshamos. That's where all the neshamas are located. So Mashiach's not going to come until all the neshamas get placed into bodies. So you see, the neshama is not created in the body. The neshama is created in Shemayim. So therefore, that's reason number one why it would be inappropriate to say, "Ato yatzar to be," you created it in me. Hashem didn't create it in you. Hashem created it in Shemayim. That's reason number one. V'od, another reason that Tzlach says is, "Shem yoma yatzar to be," if you say you created it in me, "Mashma sheyitzirasa ha'isa v'gufo," that would be mashma, the creation of the neshama was in our guf. How do you say afterwards, "And you blew it into me"? If it was created in me, if it was created inside the person's guf, you don't blow it into the guf. So if you wanted to say, so you have to say, you created it, and then, you blew it into me. You can't say you created it in me, and then you blew it into me, because if it was created in you, it was not blown into you. Unless that was the creation. But okay. One more point we'll see in this, an interesting point in this note. About Elokai Neshama, V'dover nosav sheyesh lehizar bo ba'amiras bracha zu. Another thing to be careful about in saying the bracha of Elokai Neshama, the Mishabu is going to tell us later on, sheyesh lehafsik ma'at bein tevas Elokai letevas Neshama. You should pause after the first word, Elokai, Hashem, Neshama shenasata bi tahorhi, the Neshama you gave me. Right? Kidei shelo yeh nishma ka'omer, so it shouldn't sound like you're saying, shanashama hu elokov chas v'shalom. If you say it fast, it sounds like Elokai Neshama, right? My Elokai, the Neshama, as if that's my Hashem. Rather, you want to say Elokai, Hashem, Neshama shenasat tavi, so you have to pause there. Let's go back to the Mechaber and finish up the Simen. We're on the top of page 24, Sif Dalet. Yeshno Hogin Sha'achar Sheberach Echol Birchas HaShachar V'onu Achar of Amen. There are those who have the custom that after one person gets up in shul and says all the Birchas HaShachar and everyone answered Amen, Choser Echon Meha'onim Amen, one of the people who answered Amen goes Umavarech V'onim Achar of Amen. So one person gets up and says all the brachos, everyone answers amen, and then one of the people who answered amen then gets up and says all the brachos. The kaseder hazeh osin kol osam sha'anu amei tchila. And they go around. If you ever dive in the yeshiva ketana, they don't do this, but they have a cute thing. They have the chazan saying all the brachos, and then they team up with partners that they each say the brachos to each other to say amen. I thought of that minhag in the yeshiva ketana when I lived in Halacha, but apparently they used to have a custom that if we're all in davening together, I get up and say brachos, everyone answers amen, and then we go on around the room and everyone says all the brachos and everyone answers amen to everyone, and you get a lot of amens. We'll see that in the Mishnah Berurah. So some have that minhag. Ve'ein la'arer aleihem v'lomar shekvar yatzu ba'amen sh'anu tchila. Don't protest against them and say you can't do it, it's a brachal of atola, because when you answer amen, you already yotze, so you can't make the brachos after you're yotze already. Don't say that to them. Why? Mipnei sham mevarech eino mechaven lahotzi acherim. Because the one who makes the bracha does not have intention to be motzi anyone. Va'afilu im hoya ha-mevarech mechavim motzi acherim. And even if he did have kavanah to be motzi everyone, hey mechavim shalotzis b'brachoso. Everyone has in mind not to be yotzei. Because everyone knows that they're going to say the brachos. So therefore it's not a problem. One person can say all the brachos, everyone answers amen, the next guy can get up. I saw an interesting thing in the Aruch HaShulchan. He says a little bit to avoid this problem, to think one might be yotzei. He says if you answer Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemo, that's already a hefsek, and you're not yotzei. So he says that's why you should, if you're going to say the brachos afterwards, if you didn't say brachos, and someone's saying brachos, you would dafka should say Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemo. That's like a sign that you're not having a mind to be yotzei, and then you for sure you can make your brachos afterwards. Otherwise, he says it's better to make your brachos before the chazan. But if you're going to sit in shul and hear the chazan say the brachos, and just answer amen, amen, and not say Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemo, so then you could possibly get into issues. But the Mechaber here is just saying that it's not a problem to go around the room and everyone say the brachos with everyone answering amen, because the person saying the brachos doesn't have a mind to be motzi anyone, and even if he does, everyone else does not have a mind to be yotze. This is obviously not our custom.
Aren't you supposed to say Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemo,
Not when you're trying to be yotzei with a bracha. The Rosh Yeshiva here always announces every Rosh Hashanah, that's his big announcement, that when we're being yotzei with the brachos on the tekiyos on Rosh Hashanah, and you're going to have in mind with the brachos before Shemona Esrei and all the tekiyos throughout, so he says, and we try to be very makbid, not to, it's not so pashut, but some say this, that you shouldn't answer bracha over Shemot till Chazar Shashatz. Because if you want to be yotzei, that would be a hefsek. So here also, if you're trying to be yotzei, you don't want to be mastic in the middle of the bracha. Like when someone makes Kiddush Friday night, the people in the family don't say Baruch Hu V'Hashemot, because only when you're hearing Chazar Shatz, we're not being yotzei with him, so we say Baruch Hu V'Hashemot. But when you're being yotzei with a bracha, you never say it. Right, that's what Aruch HaShulchan says with Afka, he says Zachar.
But if the Chazan is going very fast and doesn't give you time to say Baruch Hu V'Hashemot, then you need to say it. So in that case, you have a problem.
Right, so then you have in mind not to be yotzei. I'm saying he just said that the best way. It doesn't mean that it's, it has to be done, but that's like an easy way out of the issue. If you have in mind not to be yotzei, you're not yotzei. Zaptim ish shaburis if katan yud gimel. So yesh nahagim, there are those who have this custom. The kavanosam hu kadeshi yashlim kol echad ad tzadi amenim layom. Why are they doing this game? That everyone's saying the brachos and everyone's answering amen. They want to get to 90 amens a day. Now I saw brought down somewhere else that why do they want 90 amens a day? Because they bring a pasuk, I've got the pasuk, but first the Klai Yisrael has tzaddik, tzaddi, dalad, yud, kuf, and each one represents how many of a certain thing you should hear that day. The tzaddi is a person should hear, should say 90 amens a day. The dalad was, you should hear kedusha four times, which you do, right? Shachris and mincha, and then in uvalat zion, and birchas kriyashma. There's four kedushas a day. The yud is for the 10 kaddishim that you hear a day, and then the kuf is the mea brachos. So that's the remez, it's brought down in the Nesvarim Hakadoshim. Zokta Mishra Bura Vaiter, but that's why they do this, to get the 90 amens in. The Ayin Bishai Tshuva Shiesha Mefakfakim Bazeh, there are those who take issue with this and they're not so happy with this custom. Ubitshuva Me'ava Hela Diladidon Shenuhagim Shalolotzeis Bebirchas Hashatz, according to our custom, that we are not knowing to be yotzei with the brachos of the chazan at all, Lukuli Alma Mutter Lasos Kain. It's for sure fine, we're not yotzei with his brachos, not a problem. Over Prima Gadam Kosov, Deroi Ato Shalolomar Bikolom Kiim Ashatz. The Prima Gadam says it's befitting nowadays that the only person that should say it out loud is the Chazan Ayin Sham. Al Kain, Kol Mokom, Mokom Yasek, Ifim and Hago, every place should do according to their custom. Shekol Echad Yeshlo Al Mi Lismoch. Everyone has who to rely on. Look at note 18. Ubizmanenu, nowadays, and Mishabur writes later on. Our minhag is everyone makes their own brachos. The chazan is not motzi anyone. Fine. And the final mishabura in this simon, shekfar yatzu, we said, don't protest against them and say you already yotzei by answering amen. You can't say the brachos again. Belavush mashma she'ein yochel lahotzi birchas hashachar bepachos me'asara. Belavush is mashma, you can't be motzi others in birchas hashachar if you don't have a minion. V'ayim b'prim megodim d'metzadid b'sod dvarav lomar d'davka b'baki ein motzi bepachos me'asara. He says that's only true if you're being motzi someone who's able to make the brachos himself. That's why you would need to have 10 people. Aval k'she'ein baki, but someone who doesn't know how to make the brachos himself, ein tzarach asara af halavush. The Prima Gadam says even the Levush would agree that you do not need to have a minion and you could be motzi someone else with the brachos. Okay, let's start in Siman Zayin.
I mean, it seems like we are annoyed at what the people say if you're not doing, you know, Mishmorin or Thursday nights.
I thought you were going to say Shavuos, because I was going to respond to that Shavuos we always have a minion.
No, maybe Shavuos, yeah. But let's say, you know, a number of guys on Yeshiva, they're always the Shavuos, like, guys, they have all night Thursday night. Next morning, they go to some guys on Monday afternoon.
So let's look at note 19 that I was trying to pass over, but good question. Look at note number 19. Look later on what the Prima Gadim is brought down by the Bir Halacha as asking. Why should Birchos HaShachar be different than other Birchos HaMitzvos, even though Birchos HaShachar is not a Birchos HaMitzvah? But by a regular Birchos HaMitzvah, you could be motzi someone else. You don't need a minion there. So why would you need a minion by Birchos HaShachar? V'hevi shom es divrei ha'chai odom she'sosam ka'levush. He brings the chai odom who is so same like the levush, which levush again is the one who says that it's mashma from the levush, that you can't be motzi less than 10. But he brings down that the chai odom is mashma also like the levush. V'shem mashmos dvarav hi she'alevush machmir b'chol ofen. And it's mashma, he says it's mashma from the levush, that means machmir always, meaning you always have to have a minion. V'sayim she'be'emes kein mashma b'levush she'b'chol ofanim tzrichim asara. So they're not mechalik. It seems to be that the biralacha comes out with the prima gadin that there shouldn't be a chiluk whether it's a baki or not a baki. They seem to understand the levush that you should never do it less than a minyan. So that would cause more of a problem in your case. But maybe the answer is in your case, if it's appropriate to do it, is because when you have a suffix on certain brachos, if this person's up all night, so then what's the eitzah? If you have a suffix, you can't make the bracha, so you're hearing it from someone else. So it's the best. What's the other option? Not saying the bracha or be motzi, and hopefully it works.
That's why I don't stay up.
See, that's why he doesn't stay up. Okay, let's start Simen Zayin. Simen Zayin is Din Levarich Birchas Asheyotzar Kol Hayom Achar Hatolas Mayim. Right, we discussed in the last Simen the understanding of the bracha of Asheyotzar and the halachos of the Asheyotzar that we say in the morning. Now we're going to get into the bracha of Asheyotzar that we say each time that we go to the Beis HaKisei throughout the day. Says the Mechaber, Kol Hayom Kesha'usa Tzrochav, all day, when a person does his needs, Bein Ketanim, Bein Gedolim, whichever way he is going to the Beis HaKisei, Mevarech Asheyotzar V'lo Al Netilas Yadayim. He makes a bracha of Asheyotzar and not Al Netilas Yadayim. Af Im Rotze Lulmod Ola Hispalel Miyad. Even if he wants to learn or daven immediately afterwards, he will not make an Al Netilas Yadayim, which we've touched upon before, but he will make an Asheyotzar every time he goes to the Beis HaKisei. And the Ramah says, Hayu Yadav Muluchlochos Sheshif Shepahen. If someone's hands are dirty, Shif Shepahen usually means that he got the Meiraglayim on his hands. Afilu Hachi Eino Mavarech Al Netilas Yadayim. Still, he's just adding on to the Mechaber, that still, even if you got your hands soiled when you were going to the Beis HaKisei, you still will not make a bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim. You only make an Asheyotzer when you go to the bathroom. Says the Mishabura in Sivkotan Aleph, some very important halachos l'maisa. Vafilu im nimshach zman godol achar achsias atzrochem. Even if a person waited a long time from the time he went to the bathroom, afilu hachi chayev levarich. He still has to make the bracha of Asheyotzer. Asheyotzer is not a bracha that you have 30 seconds to make. Even if you forgot it and you remember 25 minutes later you didn't make the bracha, you make the Asheyotzer 25 minutes later.
An hour.
An hour also, unless, as we read on, v'im lo berech Asheyotzer acherotze lahatil mayim shenis. Here's where the shilas come up, and we discussed this a little bit last night. If a person did not make the Asheyotzer, and now he only realized it because he realized he has to go to the bathroom again, now, it's obvious from the discussion in the Mishabura that he doesn't have to go to the bathroom so badly that he can't make a bracha, but he starts feeling that it's heading in that direction. It's a very important point, because if you really have to go to the bathroom, you can't make the bracha. So it's not at the point where he can't make the bracha, as we'll see in the notes, but he starts to feel that he has to go to the bathroom again. So v'im lo berach Asheyotzer acherotze lahatil mayim shenis, das aprim begodem demikodem sheyatil yivarech Asheyotzer al ha'atol harishona. So the Prima Gadam says that before you go to the bathroom the second time, make the Asheyotzer on the first time. So it's obvious that you're allowed to make a bracha at that point. Aval, b'shari tshuva hiskin b'shem kama achronim. This we mentioned last night. The shari tshuva brings down from many achronim, dim nisgar la'acha shehischa lo taiva, that once a person already started to feel the desire to go to the bathroom, he remembers then, shuv lo yivarech, he should no longer make the bracha. So here you have a machlokas. We pointed out last night that I think it was Rosh Shlomo Zalman, or it could be it was just the notes, I don't know if it was Rosh Shlomo Zalman, that pointed out from this halacha, that from the Kama Achronim, that if you remember after you start to have to go to the bathroom again, you shouldn't make the bracha again. So it seems to be that the bracha of Asheyotzer is Birchas HaNenin. Because by Birchas HaNenin, so we say if you ate food and you have to make a bracha Achrona afterwards, and you digested the food already, you waited 72 minutes, the food is digested, you can't make the bracha anymore because the hanah is over. So if a person is making a birchas hanenin on the pleasure of being able to go to the bathroom, but the pleasure is gone because he feels he has to go again, so he wouldn't make the bracha. So he brings that as one as the raya. We had rayas both ways last night. That was the raya that they brought down, the achronim brought down, that the bracha of Asheyotzer would be a birchas hanenin, the fact that it runs out when you feel the hanah has ended. But let's look at the notes. Let's start with note number one. That's the way the Mishnah Berurah seems to be bringing it down. Yeah. I think so. Says, look at note number one. So we said in the Mishnah Berurah that even if you waited a long time till you make the Asheyotzer, you still make the Asheyotzer. Ule'inyan misha asa tracha kishu onein upater mi brachos. This is always interesting. Shilas, when a person's an onein and he doesn't make any brachos, so a person obviously went to the bathroom when he was an onein. He didn't make an Asheyotzer. Now the kfura happened, does he make an Asheyotzer? Really, it should be a shaila if he went to the bathroom 16 times. Could have been owning for a while. Does he make, what does he do? But we'll get to the shaila of how many ashiyotas you can make at a time later. But for now, let's say a person was owning for a short time. He used the base akise one time. Does he make an ashiyotzer after the kfura? So the Bir Halacha writes later on, Shechayev levarech ashiyotzer achar hakfura afilu besof hayom. He will still make an ashiyotzer after the kfura, even if it was at the end of the day. Again, assuming he went to the bathroom that one time. Uvetam adaber kasev prima gadim. Interesting thing the prima gadim says. The reason why he could still make the bracha later. Shere bechol pam shemavarech einu yochol levarech miyat achar asiyas hatzrochim. The bracha of ashiyotzer is never made immediately after you go to the bathroom. Shekein tzarech litol yodav tchilo. You're not allowed to make a bracha right away. You have to wash your hands first. Uvekach kvar over shears man shel kedei dibur. See, you see, the bracha is not a bracha that has to make lachak de dibur. You have to make toch de dibur. I'm sorry, that immediately after you do the beis akisa, you make the bracha right away. V'haraya, you always have to wash your hands, so it's never right away. So memela lochein tiknu shiuchel levarach kalayom. Memela, once you see it couldn't have been a takana that you have to make ashiyotza right away. So mali, you waiting 35 seconds to wash your hands. Mali, you waiting 4 hours. As long as you don't have to go to the bathroom again, you can make the ashiyotza even later in the day. That's point number one. Look at note number two. We said you still have to make the bracha even if it's a few hours later. Aval lochatchila kosav lahalam musli later on that lochatchila shenochem lizor levarach ashiyotzer take of achash asat shrochav. Avade, it is better lochatchila to make the bracha of ashiyotzer immediately after coming out of the beis akisei. Shema yitzorach shuv laso shrochav, because again you might have to go again and then you get into problems like we just discussed. Here's an interesting shailam. We'll see a similar shailam in the Mishabura as well. One who wants to eat after he went to the Beis Akisei. So the Mishabura says later on, you should first make the Asheyotzer before you wash and start your Suda. Don't delay it. Mishum shechiv birchas Asheyotzer chal olav miyad kishasa trachav ve'en la'achra kolkach. Immediately after you come out of the bathroom, you're chayv on ashiyotzer right away. Now you want to have a suda. So first do the bracha that you're chayv on first before you take part in your suda. The shaila that we'll see tomorrow night is going to be, person cut eight and didn't make a bracha achrona, and then he goes to the bathroom, so he has to make an ashiyotzer and a bracha achrona. What comes first? There's the chiyuv, he already has the chiyuv on both. You know, you couldn't even make the bracha achrona if you went to the bathroom. Now you went to the bathroom, you have the chiyuv al mechya or bar nefashos, and you have the chiyuv ashiyotzer. Which one comes first? So that we'll discuss tomorrow night. But well, maybe we'll see it tonight because I don't want anyone to go crazy. So let's look at the next Mishabura. We'll see the Shaila right now. So Mishabura writes, it's a Katan Beis. Kosav Rashal B'tshuva Simen Tzadi Zayin. Mi she'ochol dover she'chayev brocha achrona v'shochach. We'll see in the notes, it's Lav Dafka that he forgot. But the Mishabura says from the Mashal that a person ate something and he forgot to make a bracha achrona. V'heitomayim, and then he goes to the bathroom. V'nizgar kodem shabola varech ashayotzer. Now he realizes that before he makes ashayotzer, eze mehem kodem, what does he make first? Does he make the almichya first? Does he make the ashayotzer first? V'heishiv the ashayotzer kodem, the tadir. He says the ashayotzer is tadir more than a bracha achrona, and that you might be bothered by as well, but we'll see an interesting note on that, why ashayotzer is considered tadir. And it doesn't go by each individual person, it goes by people in general. But we'll continue from here, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow night.